save your jaws and pain. On Hit 92.9.
If you know R&B, you know our next guest. With a career spanning almost 30 years and selling over 40 million records worldwide, please welcome Brandy.
Brandy, hi, good morning.
So we actually were going to chat to you at R&B Fridays last year when you were in Perth, but unfortunately you'd fallen a little bit sick.
How you feeling?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm good now. How are you guys?
Yeah, you're going good.
Something that's really great to hear is that you've just released a new song with Chance the Rapper called Baby Mama.
Baby Mama, yes. So excited to be back.
Ooh. Now, this is a song that you sang is celebrating motherhood, which, I mean, that's, you know, when you listen to the song, you've seen the film clip, that's what it is all about. What made you want to, sing a song about this?
Well, of course, you know, I have this unconditional, you know, undying love for my daughter. Of course, I wanted to do a song honoring that. And then also, I know there are a lot of mothers out there who strive to be this great example and who, you know, are doing everything they can to, you know, basically support their child and, you know, set that example. So I wanted to be a voice for that. And the reason why I called it Baby Mama is because it has such a negative, you know, connotation to it, a negative narrative. And I wanted to change it to for people to know that it's okay to be a baby mama. It's okay to be a mom and a single mom doing your thing.
So when you approach Chance, the rapper, who's obviously one of the biggest rappers and artists in the world, how do you engage in those conversations to get Chance to perform in your song?
Well, actually, he approached me.
Bang! Really? How cool. Did you know him?
Did he
wanted to do a collab for his album. And then, you know, I took that opportunity to tell him, well, you know, you got to return that favor. I'm going to need you for the Baby Mama song. And
he
completely shut it down with his verse. And I was so pleased with it and just so happy that he was for the mom. And just the way he, you know, put his bars together, it was amazing. So just definitely blessed to work with such a great artist.
Brandy, can I ask which song was he calling you about that he's wanting to use?
He wanted to use something from I Wanna Be Down, and that's the very first song I ever released.
Yes.
So he wanted to get that cleared.
Yeah.
So I was like, absolutely. I was just so grateful that he wanted to use, you know, part of the song, and we did something else as well. So, you know, he's been a fan for such a long time and always shows respect and love. And so it was only natural for him to get on the Baby Mama song, and I was so pleased with what he delivered.
Back in February, turned 41, but I want to go back a little bit further than that. Like a 40th birthday is a big, like you'd say, I'm turning 40. Oh my God, it's going to be huge. How does a person like yourself celebrate a 40th birthday? Did you have a big blowout? Was it because it's so recent? Was it a big celebration? Do you get one of your celeb friends to come in and perform? How'd that come together?
I actually had to work on my 40th birthday.
What?
I love what I do. You know, I was on set on a show called Star that was on Fox. So I had to work on that day. But my family, before that day, like the day before we celebrated, and it wasn't a huge, huge thing. It was just my immediate family, my parents, my brother, my daughter, and a couple of her friends and my friends. And we just lit a bunch of candles and decorated the house very beautiful and just created a great memory just with us.
Nice.
It feels like it was a quarantine.
Yeah.
Well, talking about quarantine, mate, we get reports from the States over here in Australia all the time, and it looks like it's absolutely crazy and nuts over there at the moment. What's your daily routine that you're running at the moment, obviously, with the quarantine situation?
It is. I'm pretty much at home all the time, about now. But, you know, I've gotten a chance to talk over the phone with people like you guys. And you know, of course, the Zoom thing is popping right now you know, going live as much as possible because I am excited about the new music that I have coming out with Baby Mama being the lead single for the up-and-coming album, July 31st, B7. So I've been doing a lot of things from home to support that. And that's been kind of difficult because I'm a people person. I miss, you know, being able to engage with my fans and my friends. And, you know, we got to do what we got to do. But, you know, I think we're going to get through it. I really do.
Watching the film clip to Baby Mama, I noticed there's a few TikTok dance moves in there. Is that something that your daughter hooked you up with? Or do you guys do that at home?
Let me tell you a funny story. So my daughter and two of her friends were here, and we were in the kitchen. We were, you know, just hanging out, and they were showing me one of the TikTok dances. And, you know, I didn't have a TikTok at the time.
Yeah.
I didn't know what Chance the Rapper was going to do on the video, but it just so happened that they prepared me for what Chance wanted to show me on the video, which is the actual TikTok dance. And he was teaching me, but I didn't tell him that I had already learned it. So it was just, I came off like I was like a fast learner. And the thing was, is that I was just prepared. He just thought I just picked up so quickly, but little did he know.
That's what Zave does in here as well too. For someone who hated TikTok at the start of the year, he's all over it now.
I've got it absolutely nailed. I got the hips moving, the arms go up and sideways.
Come on. Yeah. And I'm not on it as much as I should be, but I'm going to get on it because I can dance a little bit now.
Well, you should see me move. We should collab, Brandy.
Hey, Brandy, some of the names sitting in front of me right now, Ray J, Snoop Dogg, family of yours. I mean, Snoop Dogg, first cousin.
How weird is that? Because, I mean, when you
say... Ray J is my brother.
Yeah, you see when I say, right. Oh, I mean, yeah, with Ray J, a lot, some people are like, oh, really? But when it comes to Snoop Dogg being your cousin, it's like, whoa, what a family of artists.
That's different, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, real different.
And you know what? I can't tell you how today Snoop is my cousin. But because it's on the internet and because Ray J said it, I'm
So hang on, wait. So
Snoop is not your cousin?
So he is or he isn't?
No, Snoop is my cousin. I just can't tell you how.
And there's something.
But it's like, now that it's all over, you can Google it and, you know, Ray J is like for it and they're super tight. It's like, I'm rolling with the fact that Snoop is my cousin.
Yeah.
The side of it is on, but I'm rolling with that.
So is it like, if family get-togethers, does he pile in? Do they all pile in? Are you all there in the same house together every now and again? How does that happen?
Well, not now. And Ray J is a lot more close to Snoop than I am. So I haven't really been invited to a lot of the barbecues and the functions and stuff like that. And I think with Ray J and when I'm around Ray, he feels like he has to babysit me. So when they get together, they want to just have a good time and do what they do. They kind of leave me out. But I'm still rolling with the fact. I can still say Snoop is my cousin. My mom just walked in and said, oh, it's on Snoop's dad's side.
Are you and your brother, Ray J, close?
Yeah, we're super close. We are super close. That's one of my favorite people in the whole world.
How do you deal with
me?
And I mean, it's the same with you as well too, and with the media and paparazzi and things like that when they, you know, bring out headlines and things like that. How does that make you feel? Because I mean, it's pretty rare to have people in the same family to be, you know, big superstars. But you would know what he's going through. Like you both would know what each other's going through.
Of course, I know behind the scenes what my brother goes through and what kind of person he is and all of those things. But I think with Ray J, he's so used to that, and he's also a reality star, so he's used to headlines, and he's friends with the people from TMZ, and just he's used to that kind of attention, and I think he just has the skin to handle it.
Yeah.
But as his sister, you know, I'm not the same kind of sibling. Like, I don't like the fame, and I don't like headlines about me. I don't like seeing stuff, so when I see it about him, I'm still his sister, so I'm still protective, and I still don't want him to be hurt by things or by people's comments or what people say, you know. So I'm still very protective, but I also know that he lives for that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
He just brushes it off like it's nothing.
I can't believe it.
So I'm like, well, he's tougher than me.
I'm going to have to get my people in contact with your people. We're going to have Snoop, Ray J, you, me, TikToking.
For that. Come on, I need you. I need you, fam.
Oh, I don't know, Brandy.
You haven't seen him dance yet.
Yeah. You know the Macarena?
Oh, my God.
Look, it is so awesome to catch up with you. Thank you very much for giving us your time. The new single is
Thank
Baby
you.
Mama with Chance the Rapper. It's available now. Brandy, take care of yourself. Looking forward to catching up again.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
Thanks.
See ya.
Bye, you guys.
Save your tools and pain. On Hit 92.9.